Welcome everybody, Shin number 1464, Balinu today, Lila Nishmas, Moshe Doiv, Ben Rabar and Zizel. Lila Nishmas, Blima Bas, Ram Moshe, the Refu, Shlema, Refol, Avram, the Sanal, Ben Masha, Liba. Getting back to the halachas of Kippo Begodim, folding garments on Shabbos. Okay, so we basically established how to work with the talis on Shabbos, the best way to go. We said that there are those who are machmir, don't fold it at all, but the minhag ha'olam, the general way that people do it is they fold it either backwards or not on the line, and then they refold it again after Shabbos. Now, I just do want to mention, it is brought down, some people have asked in the past also, if somebody knows it's their minhag, there are those who do fold it up all the way. And I'm not going to get into all the, it's definitely something, one should, you know, not do it, try to stay away from it, but there is, you know, something to be, if you want to call it malabed zchus. In other words, if you see somebody actually folding the talis the right way, you know, it's hard to say to yell at them that it's Mechal Shabbos. If they have, they're coming from, they spoke to their Rav, they had a heter, whatever the case is. But the minhag ha'olam, the way that it's done is definitely to do it like we mentioned, you know, not on the lines, backwards or whatever, and then refold it again after Shabbos. I just wanted to make it, you know, make it public. People should know if they see somebody doing it, there is what to rely on. But again, you know, in a certain situation, a certain case, a certain place, a person spoke to the Rav about it, whatever the case was, for certain reasons, so there's what to rely on. But in general, we try not to do it like that. And then, like we said, there's others who do it, you know, don't do it at all. They'll just like sort of like roll it up and not fold it at all in a way that it's somewhat bakovedic. Okay, so moving right along. So that's as far as the folding the talis goes in general. Okay, I just wanted to mention one thing. The Sefer HaSalach, the Sefer Nishmas Shabbos, they go through the various different reasons, but Lemaisa, they do come out, you know, it's best not to do it, like we said, but there are various different reasons, which obviously we're not going to go through all of them right now. Okay, so when we're moving on to the next thing. Now, when it comes to pants, let's talk a minute about pants. So we spoke about the talis, right, the general concept of it. A person takes off their Shabbos suit, they take off, they go to sleep, the pants or whatever. So the question is, what could I do? You know, do I have to throw it on the floor? Do I have to throw it over a chair? Could I hang it up on the hanger? What should I do? So the Maaseh the Sefer Nishmas Shabbos, the Poskim, they bring him down. But just to read from the Sefer Nishmas Shabbos, he explains the various different ins and outs. He says, person goes to bed at night and they take off their pants, right? He says, what should we do as far as folding it on the line and putting it on the hanger? So the Maaseh brings down, the Maaseh is, would not be, one should not do it. It's not allowed to be done. Why? So what's the reason? Why can't I fold my pants? So we said, well, let's put a little backtrack a minute, what we spoke about a few shiurim ago, we said that you need various different conditions. So the condition number one, let's see if we take a person wears a black suit, let's say a blue suit, black suit. So number one, when am I folding the pants? For tomorrow. So that's okay. That part, the hachana part is fine, right? I take it off at night, Friday night, and Shabbos morning, I'm putting on my suit. So if you take it off and I'm folding it up and I won't be wearing it till whatever, middle of the week, avachasna, okay, so that's hachana, right? That you can do, you're preparing for the week. But this is my suit that I'm wearing tomorrow. So what's wrong? There's no hachana. Oh, so that condition is fine. As far as two people folding it, no, but there's not two people folding pants, so that's also fine, right? I'm folding it myself. So that condition's also fine. And as far as if you want to tell me, well, do I have something, another suit to wear? This is my suit and finish. So those three conditions are all fine, right? The achana part, two people, and do I have something else to change into, something else to wear? All those conditions are fine. But the first condition, the other two conditions, if you want to call it, are not good. Number one, it's dark, right? We said that it has to be a light color thing. One of the five conditions, it has to be a light color thing. So he brings that down, does the safer, again, we want to go through and see what it's all about, not just stump to say, well, pants are not allowed. You know, we want to try and fit it in and see how it works. So the pants are dark, so that's strike number one, right? Afilu shehu letzarech machar, he says, even if it's for the same day, which is at night, and you're doing it for the Shabbos morning, it's a beged savua, it's a dark color beged, and we said it's supposed to be a light. It doesn't have to be white, but it has to be a light, like a talis or whatever, something light. So also the other problem is that it was already washed. Right? We said, when is something new, so then the line is sharp, so then fine, so there's no tikkun manor. It doesn't look like you're really fixing the pants. You know, something's brand new, so the line is there anyways, we spoke about, right? But over here already, your pants, probably it's not the first time you're putting it on. It's already, it was washed out, right? Or dry cleaned or whatever the case is. So that's another strike against the person. Now, as far as dry cleaning goes, there are some, you know, that's a little bit up in the air as far as the question, because like we said, the dry cleaners, they press it out like new also sometimes, they press a sharp line, so that could be, but the bottom line, the problem is over here that it's dark. Once you have dark, so you don't have the five conditions anymore, so that's the problem over here. Okay, so Lemaisa, the bottom line is the Sefer Nishma Shabbos, Piskei Tshuvos, they talk about, L'chatchila, for sure, one should be careful not to one has their pants. So what's the best way to do it? You don't have to just drop it on the floor, obviously. Somebody could put it over a chair nicely, right? Sometimes you put it over a chair. It doesn't have to be on the lines. The problem is folding it nicely on a hanger, on the lines, or even possibly on a chair, possibly on the lines, but on a hanger for sure, is more problematic. But what some people could do is what some people do is they'll take it, you take the hanger and you put the loop, there's a loop on the pants, and you just put it through the hanger, through the loop, and you hang it up. So the pant just hangs, that's all. You put the loop on that, the pant just hangs. The crease happens to get a little bit sharper from there. It won't get sharper, but it might, so be it, whatever it is. But not to go do a maisa. The maisa to bring down the chatchila, for sure, to be very careful not to do a maisa, start folding it up on the hanger and so on. But to put it in a nice way. It shouldn't look like, a total mess. Either over a chair somewhere, hooking it onto the hook. And just hanging it up like that from the loop of the pants. Or you could just put it over a hanger without, going through the whole thing, making the line straight, and so on. Even if one's going to say, there are those who wants to say possibly if it's right out of the dry cleaners and it's very sharp, but again, it's a black garment, and even though it's for the same day, so it's more of a tikkun manor problem, so that's the best way to go as far as pants go, and to be careful not to, not to hang it up bedafka, or to fold it up dafka on the lines and put it nicely, neatly down like that. But like we said, there's various other ways of doing it also. Thank you for listening. Aslach and bracha kol tov.